Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good morning.
New location.
Yeah, I feel very lucky because we said, let's go somewhere different. And we've chosen somewhere with kind of a bit more sky and space. And it's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yeah, and we tried this place before. So first lockdown, didn't you? But there was a problem. Something happened. Something went wrong. Was it round this area?
No, that was further away.
All right.
Last time Running Commentary came here, you couldn't come because of injury. I ran around here with Ed Gamble.
All right.
Early last year.
Right.
We're teasing you now, aren't we? We're at Coppermill Fields Lane, which comes out of Walthamstow back towards the centre of town. And we're running south down the Lee Valley, which has got a lovely kind of, I think maybe it used to be an industrial railway, but there's just a really good kind of cycle path going right through it.
Yeah.
And that'll take us down to Hackney Marshes, and we can loop around that and come back up through Walthamstow Marshes.
Nice.
And it's a lovely day.
And there's lots of runners around.
Yep.
And cyclists.
Dog walkers and occasional other activities.
Yeah, it's lovely.
In fact, it's funny, I was coming up through Clapton on the way here, and I went down a road where there was a guy, you know when people are cutting stone and there's kind of white powder in here?
Yeah.
I said, oh no, I can hold my breath or whatever. He's cutting up stone. I said, stone cutter's cutting it on stone.
Yeah.
10 yards further along, there was a woodcutter cutting wood. It was like the blooming Three Little Pigs road.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood?
Well, I'd say as much good wood as a woodchuck could chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood. So we had fun on Sunday night. Sunday night was a bit of a... it was a battle for the most exciting things in society, wasn't it? Because there was the BAFTA Film Awards.
Right, yes, yeah.
There was the Line of Duty.
Yes.
Which everyone is... pretty thrilled about.
I'll be honest with Line of Duty. I haven't bothered with this one yet. I might do it later, but I couldn't be bothered with it.
I've never watched one.
Yeah, you haven't watched one, any of them? No, just...
Don't tell Craig Parkinson.
No.
but everyone else is.
Yeah.
Shot into the internet, so good luck with that. And but then the most important one was the UK Run Chat.
Yeah, we had an hour on... on the Twitter sphere, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, hosting with Paul Willis.
Yes.
Asking the questions, getting the answers. It was not... I mean, I literally have got thumb ache from how much Twitter went
up. Well, that's good. That's great. Because you were driving it, weren't you? And I was unable to comment as running commentary, which was probably for the best. It would have only complicated matters. But
yeah,
I did participate.
Basically, I as, when I'm running, running commentary on Twitter, I basically censor you. You know, if you say something really good, I retweet it.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, I just ignore it.
Yeah. Just any other punter.
But in all seriousness, I'm joking, but what's good is it does suit your vibe because, you know, there's... From my point of view, I was watching, you know, dozens of people expressing opinions on shoes and the weather. And then you always come in with like a quote.
Right.
You know what I mean? If somebody said something, it was pretty solid and wise. And you said, we're all an experiment of one.
Yeah.
It's like someone banging a gong. Well, it was possible if we were actually all in a room, everyone in the room would, the hubbub would have stopped completely.
Well, I just
and
had
we
a,
would have gone, whoa.
I was one glass of red in, so it was the best time to catch me.
Yeah, I was a bottle.
Was it? Were you? It's Sunday night, isn't it?
But it was really nice, and it really was nice to share. You know, it's just. I'm trying to think of a positive way of saying echo chamber, you know? It's
yeah,
so nice to spend time with like-minded souls.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just nice to have a chat with mates, isn't it?
Yeah, I found it fascinating. One of the things we were asking was, you know, sort of positives come out of lockdown. So many people's... and this is very selfish, but it's true. So many people's psychological running experience chimed with mine.
Yes.
And
I didn't
realise that. I thought that my running experience in the last year had kind of been odder than that. The way it's naturally come to be a little more elastic, but involved more mileage, slightly slower, and generally just a little bit more open-minded about what constitutes good training.
People just enjoying it more for
what it
for
is.
For running, yeah, for the pure running.
Because we all know that that's the idea, but it's so easy to fall into a rhythm.
Yeah.
You realise that in life, don't you? Sometimes you don't... You don't realise that you're not being that you've stiffened up, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's in a route you take to work every day or a yoga position, you've got to remember to keep it soft and change it up a little bit.
Yeah, and it's something we're all going to have to face as things open up again, and that's
and that's feeling like
pressure to lock down into a schedule.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A return to a schedule.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, I find myself. It's coming full circle. I find it harder to imagine completely formalising training towards an event now.
Right.
Which I have to admit I kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that. I remember quite a long time ago, I think you would see this. I think you said, like, just before lockdown last year, or you said, oh, you like an event to train for. And that didn't sound like me to me. I was like, do I?
Yeah.
But from here... That is the runner that I'd become.
Yes.
In my head, I was still the runner I was before that, just kind of pootling around the same route, same distance.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah,
gong goes off again.
I've kind of... I mean, for the last few years, I've been sort of a bit like you during lockdown, really, just running for enjoyment and varying distances and stuff. But I definitely feel the urge to actually get fitter and faster.
Yeah.
Coming out of it.
I was thinking about you.
Take it a bit more seriously.
In comparison, I think just in this last year, I think you've had a very different year because you were, apart from anything else, the initial blessing of lockdown for you was to give you time to work through an injury.
Yes. Which I still feel occasionally.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I'm sort of trying to build my body. It's that sort of... When you're not injured, you try to train your body so you can run as fast as you possibly can, and it's how mentally far you can push yourself, etc.
But when you feel psychological strength,
but when you're carrying something, it's like you're on a bit of a sort of more balanced. So it's like a cusp of how far will my body let me push it?
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a different negotiation.
I was just going to say it's much more of a negotiation. I was playing a sort of clues and guessing game with the family last night, and I was thinking, jump in, first thought, best thought.
Yeah.
And when you get that right, it sounds great, feels great. And when you get it wrong, you think, wait a minute, I've got to be careful. And that's the opposite. You know, it's basically hard training when you're fit is all he who hesitates is lost.
Yes.
Whereas working with injury is more look before you leap.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of...
Those two things are in competition with each other.
Yeah,
really,
it's like I really want to start... doing some long reps on the track and I just don't know whether my body will let me yet.
Yeah. Well, you have to...
It's a strange...
The easy but painful answer is that you'll have to do it gingerly. You have to do a little bit and see how it goes.
Yeah.
The tunnel up ahead is flooded.
All right.
So we've got to come off right and go and cross the road.
Cool. So we're going to the back of Hackney Marshes now?
Yeah, exactly. There's another stretch.
I know where we are.
He knows where we are.
I've been here before.
I knew how it would be. So in terms of running, what's your running week since last week? You went out a week ago.
We went out a week ago.
Had a nice...
Yeah, we had...
Cold. It's the same weather still. It's beautiful and bright and very cold.
Yeah. We had a bit of a spanner in the works because it was Bonnie's party on Tuesday.
Of course it was. You were going home for that.
So that kind of... put a kibosh on Wednesday.
Yeah. That was the end of the week.
Though I rallied and ran Thursday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of boozing. And some runs were really like... I was wanting to write about it. And obviously, we can talk about it. But that sometimes... I think sometimes I rely too much on running to pull me out of a place that I've descended to.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's like I ate loads last week. I drank virtually every day to excess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went for a run yesterday, and I really felt it.
Yeah, maybe you're asking too much of the run.
Yeah,
as well,
I mean, I ran for about an hour.
Yeah.
And for the last 10 minutes or so, I felt something like normal and a bit of smoothness to the stride.
Yeah.
But it's like, sometimes you just got to try and give more to yourself, give more to running when you're not running. I think that's where I'm at, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to take running for granted kind of thing.
No, it's a brilliant medicine, but maybe I use it too much as emergency surgery sometimes.
Yeah, or the morning after pill.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
We could go to the crossing, I suppose. I just thought we'd see a gap.
No, here we go.
After the river.
After this.
After this one.
Yeah.
And then magically behind the bus stop, the path appears.
Do you know what I mean, though, with running? It's like I constantly love it, but there's months where I don't tend to it. I take it for granted.
Yes.
I'm not saying we're in an abusive relationship, but I'm saying...
Well, I think the funny thing is that if you and running are an abusive relationship, it's the running that's getting abused.
Yes, yeah. And I feel so much
better. Which is unusual. I think a lot of our friends are slightly more... You know, going, oh, why am I not enjoying it? It's because the running's got you by the throat and it's going, run more, run harder,
yeah. And it's sort of, I always enjoy my runs, but it's like you enjoy them more if you're not hungover and weigh your stone more than you should and feeling a bit sick and whatever.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah, so it's just where I'm at the moment.
It's the curse rather than the blessing of being fit enough to run on any given day.
Yes. And I'm lucky enough to be able to do that.
Because this is the thing, and it's something, obviously, that we're tapping into specific stuff about your personal debauchery.
Yeah.
But I think that the thing we have to recognise is one of the wonderful thing about the body, which is quite tiresome on a day-to-day basis, is it gets used to whatever you ask of it.
Yeah.
So if you let things tick over, then your normal life will be able to return completely to normal, whatever that normal might be.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of think if you've got any kind of regular training schedule, then sooner or later, your body will just go, yeah.
This is what we do.
So this is what we do.
Yeah, what else is happening? Yeah. And
I've been really getting used to that because my training schedule has been so strict and solid this last few months. And as a result, you know, it doesn't really notice. And if I overeat,
the weight stays on.
I was asking people, I could say other people, what they'd learned in lockdown. And someone said, I have learned that I can run every day for a year. It's a guy called Neil.
Yeah.
I can run every day for a year, but it won't improve my running.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really interesting. It's really telling, isn't it?
Yeah. And of course, it's weird because we're coming out of lockdown a little bit. Things are starting to ease. But I don't feel...
Well, if you took to ease, then that's really going to...
That was a Wednesday write-off. The to ease on a Tuesday. But the...
There goes America.
Yeah. But the... the pubs reopening doesn't really affect me that much.
Yeah.
Because I just never went anyway.
You're not a pubber.
I'm not a real pubber, but I appreciate the difference it's made to me psychologically.
Wait, what date? This bridge will be closed for repairs on the 19th of 40... Wow, that's difficult. I'm glad we got here now.
When's it shutting?
On the 19th.
Right.
Which is next week. So lucky us. We're just crossing over the Lee River in Tackney Marsh. It doesn't look like it needs fixing.
No.
Does it?
It's perfectly fine. Good job they're not... They're not removing it while we're doing the podcast. We'll never get back.
Yeah,
imagine,
that's right.
Imagine. Marooned.
You can swim across.
They've gone. They're into Hackney.
I have to admit that I remembered that I'd seen that writing on the ground. I thought, oh, great. We're going to get to the bridge.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Oh, look, it's a swan in the river. They're going to be blooming close. Thanks.
Which way?
Just going to try and get this swan. Let's go left.
Okay.
Look at this swan in the river. Going under the bridge. They're fixing the bridge, swan. Fixing it. Wow. Either way, so you can go past your pylon if you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, whichever. We normally go this way.
Yeah, and if we don't go this way, we're going round, we might not get to do this top corner, which is a really nice corner. Still standing around taking photos, aren't I? Let's go.
Beautiful.
How many magpies? One, two, three. Morning magpie. So,
more people. The pubs, the inessential shops, they're all opening up. She's great.
That's right. Lovely, it was a bit of a day yesterday. I mean, you know, it felt like people were doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny because I wasn't doing that at all, but I tried to catch the mood of it. So on the day when people can go back to the barbers, I cut my hair at home.
Right. Yeah.
And I did my old run. I did one of my original loops from my house that I used to do for years before we started running.
Yeah.
And drop checks off at the bank.
Oh, nice.
I mean, who does that? It's just like time travel, really.
Good feeling.
Yeah. And yeah, it felt nice.
Yeah. And how about you? You're running. Yeah, so I've run. I did another 25, 30 mile week last week.
Yeah.
By the end of it.
And just checking over. And each run is sort of the same kind of run.
It sort of is. It's between 5 and 7 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really stretching it. I'm generally trying to speed up towards the end. And that's it, really.
Yeah.
Trying to test the calf a bit.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I started trying to speed up towards the end, but that's really new and exciting for me.
Yeah.
I just picked you up on you saying that and thought. And also trying to make it a part of my slower runs, you know?
Right.
If you know what I mean. So that there's still a sense of pace and maintaining pace.
Look out, mate.
Using strength.
Sorry, mate. There you go. It's all right, mate. Look out, kids. It's okay. It's okay.
You're welcome. I actually quite often avoid this bit because it's a bit of a bottleneck, but I forgot today.
Yes, we're on Hackney Marsh. You've not been here for a while, have we?
No, in fact, take a moment, talking on nostalgia trips and time travel. We're just getting to the turn back of Hackney Marsh's Park.
Of course.
Which is really interesting, turn back.
It's a
plot spoiler, but this is in my book.
Right.
Because it's a turn back at the halfway point, but it's not the halfway point.
Yes.
It's really just leads to a really interesting psychology in the race.
Is it like a kind of 2/5 point?
Yes, yeah, so exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ghost Marshall.
Yeah.
Just right by this sign. But the other nice thing is to come here with you.
There's always that thing where you come to turning points in part, you don't know whether to accelerate into the turn or out of it, or decent. How to play it? You want to accelerate out of it, but do you accelerate in? But then you lose energy because you've got to do a sudden deceleration.
Depends how many turnbacks there are, because what you should do is accelerate in, accelerate out, in, out, shake it all about.
Yeah.
Do the local park run and you turn around. Thank you, Marshall. That's what it's all about. Let's go across the car park. We're getting off the marshes. So the other nice thing about remembering park runs and being here with you is I've been coming in over that green bridge.
Yeah.
And doing 1, 2, 3 loops of these marshes
for all year.
I mean, it's been my thing.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's quite extreme. It's quite, you know, if you run around here twice, it's not that near my house.
No.
And it's a big space.
It is, yeah.
It's one of those moments in a run where, let's go right and squeeze past the cricket net.
You think I'm really on a runner here?
Yeah, and you're there long enough that you've got a little slice of that kind of long run action where you forget everything from before and everything from after.
Yeah.
Just come for a minute there, you live in Hackney Marshes.
I like the way it's really just flat and soft, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just good for the old muscles.
I think last time we came here was when we came and just before dawn. Do you remember that in the summer?
Yeah.
Can't have been in the summer. We wouldn't have been here that early. But all the starlings in the tops of the trees, and we went back and saw the sunrise in Hackney Downs.
Yes, I do remember that. Why did we do that? That was you. That was you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was envious. All our friends going out running at sunrise. I thought we've got to get a go.
Yeah.
No, it was really early. It was around summer solstice.
Yeah.
So we did it to
commemorate this kind of pagan ritual.
That's right.
So the football's back as well. So this will be busy on Sunday because people are playing football again.
Yeah. Well, I think that sports clubs related to schools have been back since schools have been back.
Right, okay.
So you see quite a refreshingly high number of people down here doing sport if you get down here on a Saturday.
Right.
And have done, you know, since, like I say, since the kids went back to school, so for a month or two now.
Is there a date for the projected park run return?
Yeah, it's the first weekend of June.
Right. Okay.
But there's a lot of people, events of, in various places and with various levels of distancing have
they've returned. Signed already, yeah, yeah. There's some
there
track
was the Royal Parks at half at the weekend.
Right, okay.
And some friends of mine from school ran a run through 10K.
Right.
Mark got a 5K PB on Saturday. Mark Boosie. In fact. Yeah.
We will be bringing those back in.
That's
once
right. I just suddenly realised.
All the races come back.
Had a responsibility.
Yeah.
And but again, it's the it's that classic shape of the future thing. It's such a such an elastic concept, you know. Running's back because of the seasons, and some of these runs are real runs, and
yeah,
some of them are virtual runs.
Yeah.
I saw someone running the Paris Marathon in Manchester.
Right. You know. Bit of a stretch. Loving it.
Oh, bien monsieur. Yeah. Is that not where's that photo of the Smiths on their third album is from?
Chidemille. So I don't know what they're doing here. Some kind of
this is irritating. They've been they've basically
kind of
got
nuclear
a
power station.
It's a water works in Hackney Marshes, and they've been here for months, and they've built a road that goes around one edge of it. But I really sulk about how it stops me getting all the way around.
Yeah.
So I really make a point of
going all the way
still
around.
Still making it around the perimeter. This bit, if it's ever raining, and particularly when they're working, this bit we're on right now, floods really badly. So I've waded across here a few times.
Yeah, this is irritating.
I'm literally, moments from now, I'm going to take you away from it all and down into this wooded glade.
Nice.
So that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, this is nice. Yeah.
You're welcome. Here he is.
So your kids back at school this week then, or what?
They'll go back on Monday.
Right, okay.
It's a lovely long holiday because the Easter weekend was at the beginning of it. Although I think they're mouldering a little.
Yeah.
Because they've really reconciled themselves to lockdown life. So they don't do much.
Yeah.
My son was going to go out and see his friends the other day, and then for whatever reason, because of his cohort's logistical skills, they didn't bother.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, wow, so he's really not going to do anything sociable, you know. And I suppose if you don't mind, you don't mind. I noticed me and my wife get a little bit kind of parenty about trying to get them out and get fresh air and exercise. And disappointed that they hate their bikes that we got them so much.
Cycle!
You know you love it!
Enjoy!
But the funny thing is, I have to remember that the stuff that we, you know, it's that parenting thing of do as I do, not as I say.
Yeah.
I have to recognise that they're really okay with all the sedentary intellectual stuff.
Right.
So if you want to play like a game or watch a film or sit down to a meal,
they're bang up for
it. They're really there for it.
Right.
So, you know, can't complain really. I just caught myself taking that end of things for granted, you know.
We've got a... Bonnie went back to Bristol.
Is that a true story about your daughter, or is that an old folk song?
Bonnie went back to Bristol.
Bonnie went back to Bristol and sailed upon the tide.
No, she's she's back.
She found the Irish Ocean was ever so wide.
A little sea shanty for Bonnie. And she's George. I don't know whether I told you. George is currently in Mexico, having departed. I mean, departed about 10 days ago to Mexico.
I'm trying to sing a Mexican song, but it's just going to come out like another sea shanty.
Yeah, he's his girlfriend went to Mexico.
Okay, in Cancun. How's that?
his girlfriend went about a month ago.
Yeah.
And him and some mates have gone to catch up with her for a couple. He's going to be there for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And he seems to be. He's doing a bit of volunteering while he's there. But he's obviously getting a fair bit of R&R as well.
Nice.
And he seems to be enjoying it. Oh, mate.
Let's go in here. Let's go in here and go down the Avenue of Trees.
Yeah.
That's the end of the roadworks anyway. Not too bad.
No, that's good. That's good. Bit of football coaching going on.
Yeah.
Good. That's a bit of shouting.
Ball skills.
Yeah.
They're using inflatable Ed Gambles.
Yeah, I like the use of inflatable players.
Just get a picture.
That looks like a pretty serious session going on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
So this is right, this is the lower apex of our run.
Right.
The bottom corner of Hackney Marshes.
Yes.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Exactly a mile from the top corner. Yeah. You run a fast mile, just get up to the pylon and follow either edge as fast as you can down to here.
Solaris upload just shouting at all these players, just stood in the middle,
yeah,
shouting at a load of bored teenagers.
And they were just saying, we're off now.
That's football. That's what winning is.
It's funny the things you miss as well, because I was just thinking one day soon, we're back in here in the Hackney Marshes Centre, in the really not particularly lovely toilets.
Yes. Yeah, they're not great, are they? That sort of pre-park run tension.
Let's do it. Let's go to the park run beginning and have a bit of nostalgia. I say I normally avoid the roads around the edge because they can be a bit busy, but hey, why not?
Yeah. I wonder, would this be possibly the first one you'd do? I'm not saying you'll be back on June whenever it is, but will it be the first one you'll pop into?
I do think of it as my home park run, Hackney Marshes, but I also, you know, literally yesterday I was running through Highbury Field and thinking, I look forward, you know, basically the idea of park runs coming back is so exciting that I would go to any of them.
Yeah.
Also, although park runs coming back, me being all over the country working out what park run I'll be at next isn't coming back quickly.
Yeah.
So I think that when parkrun comes back, I'll be bringing parkrun tourism back.
Yes.
I would say basically as soon as it comes back, I would definitely do this one and Highbury Field and Finsbury Park.
Yeah, Finsbury.
And then maybe see about some others. Hampstead Heath, we only did that once.
Yes, time. See if that bloke's still abusing his son. Let's catch up on it.
No, I think he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
These guys going on up there. Going to end up behind us, aren't they? Look at the river there. Look at that.
If I can, do you want to run down it?
Yeah,
let's run down it.
All right, unless you want to go through the marsh, because that's
quite. This is perfect.
Nice. I forgot this because I came this way a few weeks ago and it was really muddy. It was a stupid nightmare.
And
it's dry now.
Did you partake? I don't know if you've noticed. Oh, Philip dying last week.
Prince Philip.
Yes, because we were sitting down to watch Gardener's World on Friday night and it wasn't on.
Well, to be fair, I'm not one of those people who gets particularly annoyed if there's blanket coverage of events. It's a bit excessive, but it's a big thing. But when we realised it meant they'd bumped the MasterChef final,
yeah,
that's when the gravity of events really hit home.
But this is the thing about it, and I really, you know, this is, you're absolutely right, it's a culture war we don't need to have a stake in. But it does feel to me, I think it's worth noting, you know, that you were wanting to watch MasterChef, I was wanting to watch Gardener's World. I'm not saying we're married to our TV programmes, but surely if you said to like a sample group of the people in Britain, what were you thinking of doing tonight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you'd find more people who were looking forward to watching a TV programme,
yes,
than people who would say, well, I was going to do some serious mourning.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
maybe going over the same three news stories over and over.
I was
going
to settle down for my 8 days mourning. I'm 4 days into 8 days of mourning. And of course, the irony is, he wouldn't have wanted it either. Because he's not that generation, is he? No. You know, he'd be embarrassed by it.
That's what's weird about it, is that it's a bit of a statement. You know what I mean? It's,
yes,
what
it's
point
a little
are
bit,
we making here?
It's a little bit performative, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah.
And possibly, I don't want to be too cynical or indeed talk about dark events in the future, but possibly training us up a little bit for future events in a similar line.
Well, I mean, I think
us ready, not training us up.
I think the
I can see the bottom of the river there. That's gorgeous.
I can totally see you want to say like a slant of shows on like BBC Two or whatever, but for all channels, it's just. I mean, XFM had changed its programming for Prince Philip. Do you know what I mean?
Like, exactly
what has happened?
It doesn't seem to square with the reality of life. Day to day life. But still there we are.
Yeah, it's an odd one. I mean, when
R.I.P. HRH,
when
etc.
When old, when good old Her Majesty goes, it's going to be absolute carnage.
Well, I used to have a joke about it.
There'll be no telly for 3 months.
The funny thing is, I called it in my old joke, but also, if I tried to tell that joke now, I'd get booed off. And it was the opening line. And when I used to do it, I suppose because it was so far from everyone's imagination, but also because people, you know, weren't as offendable.
Yeah.
I used to joke about it. I used to say, I know what you're all thinking. I'm going to say, I better say it. So apologies in advance. If you're not going to like this joke, I'm just quoting it for journalistic sake. I used to open my set, say, I know what you're thinking, because then the whole point was I'd surprise everyone by saying something that they weren't thinking at all.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was, when will the Queen die?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then
yeah.
We would go, oh, look at that heron.
They would not go look at that.
They'd go, whoa, be surprised. They would kind of just reset the whole jig for me.
And game change.
So specifically, you know, this is what, say, 15 years ago, this was not, people weren't particularly offended.
Yeah.
They were shocked, but they didn't have a problem with it, you know. And then I'd say, because that's got to be a week off work right there.
Yeah, yeah. Which brings it back.
I suppose what I'm really saying is, I'd like to apologise for anyone who was at any of those gigs. And if you are involved with it, I've set up a helpline.
Sorry, man. But a sort of, it's like sort of boomerang culture, isn't it? Offence in one way leads to people taking more offence in another, which leads to more offence in that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On extremes, it's like this passing the baton, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Surely like or a needle that can't settle on zero.
Yeah, surely there's some way in the middle of saying, it's a shame. He had a long and, you know, dutiful life. The Queen's going to miss him. We're all going to miss him.
Yeah, this
few
is
days.
Like,
do you know? But there's no need to touch MasterChef.
Exactly. I'm a proper Republican. I respect anyone who dies. It's a sad day because that's a life gone. But
yes, yeah,
but
yeah,
equally,
yeah,
it's nothing to do with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But and obviously after what I just said and everything, and in comedy, you know, it's so easy to kind of wade into the more, you know, basically I saw some really angry, offensive tweets and posts.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
The kind of thing, I don't want to be a prude about this. So I just don't think that's very helpful. Like you say, it's just too far the other way.
Yeah.
You're never going to win anyone over with that kind
of... Yes.
You know, with hate talk.
No, absolutely not, no.
Says that coot. This is great. We've been running along by the river for, well, probably half a mile now. Coots this and more gorgeous. Hens.
Do you remember when we ran early doors around this one with the tribe foods people?
Oh, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was here, wasn't it?
That was early.
That's right. And they were telling us a story of how they'd run 1,000 miles across Europe.
This does make me... Weather like this specifically does make me want to try a lazy ultra.
Yep.
Is that a contradiction in terms?
No, I think that's
A lazy ultra.
That is the mindset, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here's my little crazy comparison, right?
Yeah.
If a marathon or even a shorter, faster run, like a 10K or park run, is being grilled, you know, by Jeremy Paxman or Anne Robinson.
Yes.
Not even on a quiz, but like on the Today programme.
Yeah.
And you're under the bright spotlight of the attention of the race. Then I think to get into the mindset of ultra running is more like going on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Chris Tarrant. It's going to get harder and harder and less and less likely to get to a million.
Yeah.
But Chris is going to make it as easy as possible for you along the way.
And at some point, you might have to phone a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Because anything can happen. Yeah. Now, there's just sort of... I was thinking about... for some reason... I was thinking about Bath. The last time I ran the Bath Half Marathon.
Yeah.
And I did it in like 85 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yep.
And we set off in the mass start, so I couldn't set off as fast as we wanted.
Yeah.
So weaving through people for the first few miles.
Yes.
And then it was like every mile in like 6:30, bang, 6:30, every mile. I'm nowhere near that now.
No.
I am nowhere now. I'm nowhere near that. And... I don't know if I'm going to have to let it all go or, I don't know, try and go again. I really don't know, but that just seems like another world now, you know?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
You know, like going through 8 miles in 6:30 and then 9 in 6:30, and then it's just like, who's this guy?
Who is that guy? I think it's probably more available to us than we think.
Yes.
It might not be the same and it might not be as fast. But they are all just different ways of running, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I ran...
Look at this.
Look at this. Dogs in the river.
We got two gangs of dog waterkers meeting.
Yeah. West Side Dog.
It's a real dog off.
Wet dog story.
They've all been in the river. Having a right
dog,
funny thing about dog walkers when they're walking those dogs, they're all really civilised. If they just left those dogs for 3 days on their own and then went back to see them, they'd tear them apart.
Do you know? Is it like one of those videos where the person goes to see the lion they brought?
Yeah. They're civilised now. Just leave them. I mean, it'd probably take a week just on their own and then come back and try and take them for a walk.
And they just bite.
Yeah, we're all over them. No, but this is one of those great runs. And when you run like this at this stage, we're running about 10-minute miles here, nice and conversational.
Yeah,
you do feel like you could run.
Oh, don't
a really long, a really long time
there.
Like this. Yeah,
let's go straight across the grass.
Yeah,
and no, it's absolutely right. But also, it's just different gears, isn't it? Because I ran half a marathon. I've been watching everyone do it, and I thought, let's not take it for granted. I think I was assuming I could go out and run 13 miles on any given day. But I don't know how long it is since I had.
Yes.
So I thought I'd do that last week, and I did.
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, and it felt fine, and it was slow. You know, I took it easy.
Yeah.
But it was nice to just glimpse that difficulty, you know?
Yes, yeah.
It's not just further than 10 miles. You do go into the first lightest level of endurance.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it was great, and I was totally fit enough for it, and I enjoyed it, but it was worth visiting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And so that was last week. But then, thinking about the Bath Half in particular,
yeah,
I remember running that and just, and not particularly going for time, but running it like I ran then.
Yeah.
And just kind of the same thing, but different, you know, running it kind of like you would a park run or a 10K. It's kind of whatever the 30-mile equivalent of flat out is.
Yeah.
And you just get to a different place, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because on the one hand, yeah, you get really tired.
Yeah.
And you have to hang in there. But on the other hand, your body gets the message.
Yeah.
And it runs in that mode.
Yes, yeah.
So it's true.
Your body gets a message that this is what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Hello, read the memo.
So we're going to pop up and pick up the Lee River Canal.
I think I started thinking about it because that was a question on Sunday, wasn't it? It's like I've got a half marathon in a few weeks. Any tips?
Yeah.
Which is, of course, a very loose question because you don't know what time you have to.
Yeah.
How fit are you?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? There's so many variables.
What it means to
There's
you.
So many variables within that. So any response has got to be pretty vague.
Yeah. No, I think it's you're coming at it from the other direction. A half marathon is...
It's a
lot of things. But the main thing one must do is respect it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a distance and as an event.
At the very least, it's quite a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to need to... I'd always advocate just a little 2 or 3 day sort of mini taper before half marathon. Even if you're not... Even if you're just training through it.
Yeah.
Just kind of...
If you want to get the best out of it, yeah, you've got to prepare
for it. Yeah, you've got to give it a little bit of rest and prepare for a few days on the other side of it when you won't be running as strongly. It takes it out of you.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I would say just respect it, whatever that means.
Yeah.
If you run 13 miles twice a week, you still need to respect the event.
Yeah.
And if you've never run that far, then don't think it's going to be the same as running 10.
Yeah.
And always... I've quoted this a million times, but... It really, really spoke to me when Kate Carter said, it's a shame they're called half marathons.
Yeah.
Because it just belittles it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I did run 13.1 miles
on Sunday.
On Thursday.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. I sort of trying to incorporate the way I've been running anyway into some kind of schedule.
Right.
But it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
So I tend to go out and run a slow 6.2 on a Monday.
Because today will be about 10, won't it, by the time you get back?
Yeah, and then I tend to run around 10 on the day I run with you because I tend to run 2-hour run.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, well, I like that. That's my Monday, Tuesday now. It's a bit like poker. Small blind, big blind.
Yeah.
And then what do I want to do with the rest of the week? You know, because it doesn't sit particularly neatly with a 30-mile week.
Yeah.
Leaves you midweek having got a lot of miles.
10, 6, 7, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, last Tuesday was a fairly normal week. I'd done 16 miles slow.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, stay with it. Keep the warm legs. Let me shine the distance. Took a day off and then ran 13 on Thursday.
Right.
Took another day off and sort of...
And ran 1 mile flat out.
Well, I thought about it. I kind of left my options open, but I wanted the fast run.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went out and did fast three.
That's a good week training. Yeah.
And it felt great.
Yeah.
Felt great. And it was a funny week psychologically last week because it's the school holidays and things are opening back up.
Yeah.
And my my wife is doing loads of work and I don't know, I felt quite unmotivated to do all the self-starty work at home on stuff that no one's asked me to do.
Yes, I wasn't
feeling
it can be difficult,
good enough to do that stuff.
Yeah.
So instead I did loads of running and exercise and frankly a fair bit of gardening.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I came through it.
And that's part of... again, we might have done a fair bit of moaning during all this, but that's another bit of a moan for us because all this back to work stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot more drippy for us, isn't it?
Yeah,
drip,
that's right.
Drip.
That's right. And I sometimes have to recognise, you know, it's scary how my wife's, I'm sure the same with you, my wife being busy gives me the fear sometimes.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
And maybe to a tiny extent I'm really ashamed of, the jealousy.
Yeah, well, I've found myself a lot jealous of people's jobs a lot during all this. Just people having stuff to do
yeah, yeah.
that's necessary. Just
you know, workmen, people in supermarkets, just everywhere. Yeah. Just like,
well, fundamentally, isn't it? It's obviously these are crazy times and everyone's in a difficult situation, but it's the fundamental difference between jobs you invent for yourself and jobs where someone tells you to do something or asks you to do something.
Yeah.
And that's what I envy, is people being asked, saying, you have to do this now.
Yeah.
It's just going to give a real shape to your day, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a lovely curve of the canal. We've just come past the beds across the A10 and we're at the bottom of Millfields.
Right.
Slight uphill to our left, curve of the canal on our right. And there was that pub back there, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's some kind of, I think it's called England's Rose or something along those lines. Anyway, I just realised they're all set up to be open again. So
yeah, of course. Yeah, it's great. Nice. Well, aren't you in line fairly soon for jabs?
Yeah, well, they've just... I've been trying to find a day to go up to...
Right.
...where my wife had hers and say, yeah, do you give them out in the afternoons?
Yeah.
And but I keep thinking, I can't do it that day because I'm busy that evening. So it turns out I have got stuff to do. You know, it's right, just the way we think about things.
Yeah.
But, and I was going to do it this week, try and get it done sometime while the kids are out of school. But as of today,
it's available.
I can get one officially, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'll book one in.
Yeah.
And obviously, it does make it easier to crack on with existence, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at these guys paddleboarding. That's cool, isn't
that's it? That's really nice, yeah.
I came down here the other day and I saw two cormorants fishing in the river. It's so excellent. They're so massive. They were like this. It was like watching two boats hanging around and fishing for their lunch. I just get a picture of these guys crossing the canal back onto Walthamstow Marshes.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think we found another run for our repertoire, certainly.
It's a sweet loop, isn't it? And it's really, I mean, what's nice is I think it's not very far from, and it's not distance-wise that different to up there walking around the woods.
Yeah, yeah,
it's such a different scene, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's really nice. And not only that, free parking.
I knew he'd go for that.
Free parking.
I knew he'd love that.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's a swallow. It can't be a swallow. She's seen something like a swallow or a swift. God, that's the first...
Well,
that's literally one swallow in the summer, mate. That's exciting.
Well, there's definitely... I saw on the sign before you turned up, there's meant to be some swifts around.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. Look at this one. What's that bird on the top of that bush? Goldfinch. Or is it? Can you see it right on the top?
Oh, yeah.
Singing. Might be something unusual, like a... I don't know. Meadow pipit. I sound like I know what I'm talking about. Actually, I'm totally making it up as I go along.
Oh, meadow. It looks like a meadow pipit from here.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that. All right, pipit knowledge. Gosh, I'm genuinely, we're joking, but genuinely excited about seeing a swift.
Yeah.
Swifts and swallows, that's so summer. Talking of... can you hear the birds all twitching around?
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
Being on Hackney Marshes, in the middle of Hackney Marshes, in a kind of cloud of swallows and swifts last summer was just one of the moments in my life. It was incredible. And, you know, obviously, it being 2020, just the realisation that such unadulterated experiential joy was available was exciting in itself. So yeah, I did that fast run on Saturday.
Yeah, and, how did your Swift 3 feel?
Yeah, I felt it wasn't massively fast.
Right.
I mean, it was fast, but it didn't compare with my parkrun time.
Right.
But I felt strong and steady, and it didn't feel like I was fading. I think of the quiet, most formal part of this exercise, this week's stuff, has been staying fast. Any pace, holding that pace, building pace, you know. I think that little
just raising
soft progression run the week before, it really made me think.
Raising your base level of running sort of thing. The
pace exactly. So if I was doing this parkrun that was slower than the parkruns that a parkrun I've done in the past.
Yeah.
But it was not a parkrun during which I slowed down. I finished fast.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
And the last mile of my half a marathon was the fastest mile.
That's really good.
And the last I did 7 yesterday.
These are all really good signs.
And yeah. I ran the last mile of that fastest as well. And the it's a new concept for me, this kind of fastest. Because they're not super fast miles.
Yeah.
And then the ones before them weren't super slow.
Yeah.
It's just giving them that kind of shape. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. That's how you want to be doing it.
New graffiti on the bridge.
Yeah.
Avro Lancaster's bridge. Fight systemic racism. Oh, but I thought that report said it didn't exist. Whew.
Nice.
It does! It bloody does! Did you... apologies for background noises, by the way. A couple of people were haunted by a ghost gate on their runs last week. Because we were going through that squeaky gate onto by Woodbury Down. Which is funny because it's pretty much a haunted house noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the other thing I did last week, in terms of all this exercise, is I went for the plank record again.
All right.
And it was because of that conversation. You remember my... finish line theory.
Yes.
I just wanted to go back and see if it was true.
Right.
And see if I was... And just to go back and do more than 5 minutes soon to check that I still could.
Yeah, it wasn't a mad fluke sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, obviously, each to their own. But I really find a lot of interest in thinking about things in different ways.
Yeah.
Because... you can change the shape and the weight of something completely by changing it, but with a bit of almost self-hypnosis in that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
Because I say, I'm picking this up where we left off. I always use a song, right?
Yeah.
And the song I did my longest plank before, it's a long song. It goes verse, chorus, middle, eight, chorus.
Right.
And... It's like 6.5 minutes long. So to do a 5-minute plank, you only have to get to the middle eight.
Right.
Which in song terms, it's not very long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway, there's another song I plank to where you get to the third chorus. And I just imagined that I was planking to that. It's like, well, this is shorter than that.
Right.
In terms of song structure rather than in terms of seconds. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really could reset my thinking. And then completely at another level, I used my wife to blackmail myself, you know. I thought, I'm going to do a long plank today. But I didn't say anything about it until we were about to get to 5 minutes.
Right.
And then I said to her, oh, by the way, I'm going to go a bit longer today.
By the way!
But I am telling you, if you do it like that with a kind of somehow, basically some element of tricking yourself into thinking about it differently, then, you know, after the line, after the 5-minute finish line, honestly, stop worrying about it. Stop watching the clock completely.
Yeah.
And it's not like it got physically easier.
Yeah.
It just got psychologically easier.
Yeah.
And then by the time I actually stopped, I was shaking,
yeah,
you know, from holding on. But I was not gritting my teeth or moaning or watching the clock or anything.
It's and like that sort of... It's like when you sort of breach the wall at about 22, 23.
Yes.
And you still... You just accepted the pain you're going through.
Yeah.
You're still in distress. But your head's no longer... There doesn't seem like there's a battle anymore.
Exactly. What's happening in your body... is nothing's changed at all.
Yeah.
But you can change the way you relate to it fundamentally.
Well, what you've done there is you've hoodwinked the central governor.
That's what it is.
You've kidded him again.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yeah, and I think it's useful stuff. I think
that is good.
Not to get too hippy-dippy about it. I think you've got to remember the flow.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we're too set on... Or it can be tempting to think of needing to win things or get to things or finish things. And that sense of a full stop, I don't know if it's... Well, I wouldn't say it's unhelpful. I think for some people it's incredibly helpful. But we should be aware of it.
Yeah.
Because it's something we apply to things. And it's quite a negative energy, that kind of done.
Yeah.
You know?
On a practical level, though... You do have to stop at the end of races
I don't think
for the finishing funnel.
Yeah, I'm
not stopping! Just leather it into the back of someone.
If they stop putting the line on the ground, that's going to be logistically really, it's going to be
right. We're going to have a race.
Oh, look, it's the robot dog. Oh, hey, mate. So we're nearly back.
We're going to have a race, but we're not telling you where the end is. Hey?
But then, that's funny you said it, because there are these, you know, like those races where the car chases you.
Right.
Which I've never been in the slightest bit tempted by.
What, on those, and when the car catches you, you've got to hop in sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't know if you hop in, I think you just drop out.
Well, no, but they have like, in ultras, sometimes they have like big container lorries kind of thing, and people just hop in sort of thing.
Well, that's a similar thing, but there's also ones they just do for fun, where they give you a half hour head start.
Right.
And then the car sets off at a steady speed.
Yeah.
And there's no finish line, you're just out when the car catches up.
Yeah, that's a funny one, isn't it?
And like, I would never, it just doesn't tempt me in the same way that a zombie running app doesn't tempt me. I get it, I like it and everything, good luck. But there are all just different ways of thinking about it, aren't
there? Yeah, this is a really nice look. So we're coming to, there's a car park there, isn't it?
Yeah, we just got to do it.
Yeah, we've done really well.
Unfortunately, we should maybe, in terms of running, we should enjoy finishing here, because it's a shame to finish with this bit. We have to run in the stoop for 50 feet.
Yeah, no, this is good.
What's it? 5 foot, 5 foot dead on.
What a great run.
Really nice.
Really good fun.
The birds are singing, the swifts are back.
Any coolness has sort of faded away, or maybe we've just warmed ourselves up.
Yeah. And how far do you think we've gone?
So about 5.5.
Let's I've got the wrong thing on. We'll find out. Here you are. Give us a smile. As you can see, Paul hasn't availed himself of the hairdressers.
No, not yet, no.
Looking yet. More and more like our microphones, as someone pointed out.
Yeah. Yeah. My head just melds into the mic.
If you go fast enough and close enough, you could do the top of it up here.
God, this is a bit grim, isn't it?
So what have you...
So how long was it? How long have you
done? Oh, yeah, I never did.
You take 2.38 off, don't you?
That was deliberate. That was I was building up a kind of cliffhanger there.
All right, okay.
Pretty exciting. Okay, so if you take 3.8 off 5.3, that leaves 1.5. So, oh, God, I don't know. Just over 5 miles.
Right.
How lovely.
Okay, we'll do that, yeah. Yeah. Woo. And back to the free parking facilities and a bin that needs emptying.
Don't think about the bin. Think about the fact that the parking was free.
Walthamstow Marsh's Coppermill Lane car park. But if you leave it in overnight, you may be fined up to £500.
Get home! See you around.
That's a sting in its tail. So, yeah. Good fun. Yeah, I'm just trying to run more, just run 5-6 days a week. Just run more regularly. That's the tip I'm on.
8 days a week.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it. There isn't 7 days in your week. It goes on indefinitely. You've got to think about it differently.
Oh, yeah, there's no such thing. Yeah. Damn it, now I'm really confused.
There's certainly no weekend.
Well, then when's my meeting?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.